Genesis Avalon Patriot, Episode 15, Land of Gods.
Are you serious right now? Tim, it's been 2 days. Unlock the damn door.
Olivia, whatever it is, we'll have to wait.
You need a reality check.
I need to focus. Now, please, just let me do that.
Tim! This is so not over.
Pardon me, Your Highness.
Not right now, Edward. I need to find a screwdriver.
Ah, so no luck getting the king to come out of his study, then?
Nope, but who needs luck when you have a screwdriver and a hammer? Powers or no powers, I know how to pop a door off its hinges, and then we'll see who's laughing.
If I could perhaps suggest a different tactic?
What, like picking the lock? Sure, if I had a few hairpins.
No. I mean, perhaps you should refocus your efforts on something else.
I'm trying to stop him from starting World War III. I don't think there's anything more important than that right now.
No troops have been mobilized. No bombs have been dropped. We have time to stop this before it's truly begun. And there is more than one way to get around the king's wishes, especially when there isn't exactly unanimous support. In fact, rather the opposite. Gabe and Cooper have both been looking into this advisor that Tim brought back with them. Maybe let them bring you something extra.
It's like he's turning into someone I don't recognize, Edward, and I don't know how to reach him.
Well then, sounds like I got back just in time.
Sir Fluffykins, what the hell are you doing back here?
Sam is safe. He's with Jaina. I'm afraid I had to come back alone. There's been a number of complications, but I got back as soon as I could.
Wait, what kind of complications?
The situation in the States is far worse than any of us could have imagined. But first, I need to know. Olivia, where is Natalie?
She, Merlin, and Roxy went to look into something for me, okay? I've got Alicia and Jack running down their location now, but they were in the Isle of Skye just a couple of days ago.
But where is she now? Olivia, do not lie to me. I beg you.
Edward, would you mind?
You two go have a seat. I'll put the kettle on. You've got a lot of catching up to do.
Tea is not what I need right now. I need answers.
I'm not going to do this in the kitchen, Nor. Come with me. I don't know.
What do you mean? Is she... I felt her...
Don't. Don't assume the worst, okay? Alicia and Jack are working to find them. The last message I got from her said that she was working with someone who could help her get somewhere between places. And don't ask me what that means, I have no clue.
The Fey Realm. They're... Thank the gods. That's why I couldn't feel her. She's just in another realm.
How are you more okay with this than I am?
Probably because I'm still magic. And you've decided to have a go at being mortal. Oh gods, I thought she was gone. That I'd left her here and that I hadn't even been able to say goodbye.
Oh, I'm sure she'll find that incredibly saccharine, like everything is with the two of you.
Hang on. You said someone's helping them. No mortal can get to the Fey Realm without assistance. Even Jaina couldn't find her way back if she wanted to, even with her new connection to the Morrigan.
Sorry, back up. What?
When Jaina went to get Sam, they were preparing to execute him. I don't know the exact details, but I do know that she summoned the Morrigan. She became Genesis Avalon again. And if she hadn't, there's a good chance everyone would have died that day.
Is this the part where you tell me how things got complicated?
The Vice President of the United States and the man behind the stewards is the ancient Sumerian god, Tunanu, the Leviathan.
The Leviathan? As in the monster from the Bible? The Book of Job Leviathan? The where were you when I made the Leviathan, that Leviathan?
That's not actually the verse, and it's a bit more nuanced, but yes. The Sumerians worshipped him. According to Sam, as dominant religions changed, he lost belief and worshippers. So he lost power, ended up in the underworld, and it seems when Jaina finally killed Obsidian, he took that as an opportunity to play for new relevance and power. And nothing is easier to manipulate than the easily led and fascists.
So what you're not saying is that they're staying to fight the Elder God.
Jaina feels driven to do so. She feels as though it's her fault. Reckons she played a not insignificant part in giving Tunanu a straw man to galvanize people against. And where Jaina goes, Sam?
Yeah, Sam follows, I know. Well, at least you're back, and that information might be what we need to get Tim to chill the hell out.
I saw the declaration he made before the United Nations. What on earth is going on here?
Team Biscuit, you lot.
Perfect timing. You're probably going to want something stronger than tea after this.
Come on, Jack. We've been on this thing for 2 days. You still haven't gotten used to it?
Ground doesn't move. This is moving. No, I don't like it. I'm supposed to be the future Exodus Avalon. How am I gonna do that if the waves keep moving? There's not any sort of magical fallout to puke into the seas between realms, right?
Do you really want me to ask Mac that question? Really?
Please don't. I don't need your godly sugar daddy to think I'm even more weak.
You did not just call him Mike. I'm not even going to say that again, because that's gross. And wrong. And totally not the kind of relationship we have.
Ah, so you do have a relationship with him.
Who has a relationship?
It's nothing. Please ignore him. He's just dealing with seriously low electrolytes and dehydration. Right, Jack?
I don't even care. Whatever. I just want this to stop moving. Are we there yet?
In all fairness to Jack, when I asked you to help, I didn't think your response would be to bring us to your ship and then spend 2 days sailing on some seriously choppy seas.
To calm them would be to anchor them to the wave sweeper, which means the wave sweeper would be still as well. Only way out is through, I'm afraid.
So, if you're the god of the sea, does that mean you're the god of seasickness too? Because then, this is totally your fault.
Not my fault you have a patron that wants to keep you on solid ground, lad. But, here. Gnaw on that. Took me bloody ages to find the damn thing, but it'll do.
You want me to put up an old shriveled up carrot in my mouth?
Oh, it's not a carrot. Bloody hell. You know, considering how much reading you do, I'd expect the priest of Avalon to recognize a sacred herb when he sees it. Lad, it's ginger. Best remedy for seasickness. No magic required.
Hey, starting to feel better already. It works that fast?
No, not exactly. They There might be a bit of magic running through that ginger. It did grow with water from the sacred lake of Nimue. Buck up now. We're nearly there.
You still haven't told us where there is.
The other world isn't like the mortal realm. Places exist on top of each other, out of phase with each other, and sometimes not at all. That's why it was so hard to find the buggers in the first place. But the dust you gave me was Fey residue, which is interesting. If a Fey wants to cast magic, they can. The only reason you'd find dust like that is if...
Oh, they... I notice. If the Fey won't be there to cast it themselves, like a potion or an amulet.
Aye, exactly.
But the Fey are most of the Tuatha, right? Like every god is a Fey?
How dare ye? Like calling a dinosaur a bloody chicken.
Okay, but they are kind of where birds come from.
Aye, where they come from. The Tuatha De Danann are their own. No matter what some myths might say, they're not all the East She. The gods of all realms and peoples spend far more time interacting than you realize. There are gods of Fae, and they don't always agree with the Tuatha.
Is this a Sekhmen working for Obsidian thing?
Close to it. The East She are descended of Tuatha De Danann, and some of those gods are almost as old as the Tuatha themselves. Do you have any idea how many gods of the Isles there are? We'd be here all week if I just started listing them.
Okay, didn't realize I hit a nerve. Anyway, point is, some Fey god is casting magic, and we're going to, what, confront them? With my sharp wit and Jack's extensive knowledge of magical trivia?
No, lass. You're going to confront them with the Son of the Ocean. I was already master of the waves when they were but children running at my feet. And if they have your companions, they will return them.
If I hadn't heard all of this from you, Olivia, I would have thought it a propaganda campaign, or the work of demons. Honestly, going to the UN on a mission for peace and diplomacy, only to return after declaring war on the States with no care for what that could do to other countries, including the United Kingdom. Help me understand how we got here.
I wish I could. From what I can tell, he went over there and he seemed fine, and then the longer he stayed, the more aggressive he got. And we're kind of preoccupied back here with some civil unrest issues, protests. Public's gotten more and more anti-monarchy, anti-Avalon, and I don't know, I don't just mean the country. I heard them shouting "No more heroes" at us.
You're not serious.
Yeah, I know, it sounds nuts, right? But it was there, plain as day. If Alicia and Cooper hadn't stepped in, they would have full-on rioted on our lawn.
Speaking of... You sent Jack and Gabe along with Tim. What's Gabe's read on the whole thing?
Oh, he thinks Tim's gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But more importantly, he and Cooper think it has something to do with his new attaché, Maeve. And I'm inclined to agree. She makes my skin crawl. She's got this whole, I don't know, sexy secretary femme fatale thing she's running with, but the guys say it's more than that. And when she first got here, Cooper and Gabe said they went to go talk to Tim, but then they found themselves out in the garden. No idea how they got there.
And you're still letting us stay in the estate? That sounds quite obviously like sorcery or bewitchment of some kind.
I know, but I'm letting them see what they can find. And more importantly, I'm keeping her close so I can figure out what her game is. Which, honestly, now that you're here, maybe that's what I need.
Well, it does help to be able to get places no one expects.
I was thinking more that if you have any proof Sam and Jaina are fine, we can give that to Tim and make it harder for him to justify war.
Ah, yes, well, I do have something to help with that, actually. The Freedom Press gave me an SD card with the information they've been trying to smuggle out of the country for years, just before they stopped communicating with us.
Cool. And you fit that where?
Behind my collar. I was a cat. No one was putting me through security screenings.
Touché.
But here. Maybe there's something in there we can use as definitive proof that this is not the typical American democracy. If he sees that there are demonic forces at work, maybe he'll realize that Excalibur rattling will only escalate things.
Apologies for the interruption, Olivia, but you said not to wait.
What? Oi, it's been a bloody minute. How you been?
Perpetually amused by your ability to be cheerful in all situations, Cooper. That's how I've been. Oh, it's good to see you both. Although I hear it's under less than ideal circumstances. And before you ask, I'm here because Sam is out of steward custody and back with Jaina. They've just elected to remain back in the States with Leo. There's more work to be done there. Far more than we realized.
Maybe it's for the best. I don't want Leo to find out what the King's up to. If he waits too much longer, he'll be late for his own kid to arrive.
How is Gwen?
Not particularly thrilled with any of this, including Tim's actions. Since Leo's gone, she's been ringing me and Oiva to hear it all.
Did you find anything about Maeve Moran we can use?
Just one thing, but it's a big one. She was never supposed to be Tim's attaché to the UN. No one knows who she is. Her name wasn't given by anyone, including O'Shaughnessy.
That doesn't make any sense.
She could be a changeling, a shapeshifter, or an acolyte of some old magic. Oh, if we had Merlin or Natalie, they would be able to tell. But there's no telling where they are.
How's that?
They're not in our realm anymore, Cooper. And without Natalie on the same plane as me, I feel cold.
Hey, Nat. Just for the record, I'm sorry for getting you into this.
Don't, Rox. When that blue bastard gets back here, I'm going to make him free you. This isn't your fault. We came along because we knew what was at stake.
I'm not sure freeing me will even help. I can't feel my legs.
Oh, you've survived worse than this. Come on. This won't even be the worst thing you've dealt with today. If it's still even today. Did you say something?
Honestly, you two should go. Get out of here.
Roxanne, I know you didn't just tell me to leave the love of my life in the middle of the realm of the undead. It's definitely not happening, in any sense.
But...
No buts. We just need to get out of here. And getting out of these damnery straits would be a good start. That might be optional.
They didn't come off for you.
They did for you? Well, that's cracking. How's that?
I don't know. When Gwyn Apnud left us here, my ropes unraveled themselves. Guess he doesn't tie knots as well as he thinks. Hang on. Let me see if I can get you out of those.
I see my hospitality is being repaid in kind.
You bloody bleeding. I need my hands when I get back to the mortal plane, so help me.
Then I suggest you stop moving, lest you accidentally chip a finger off.
I suggest you let us go before you do something you can't take back. You might be a fae, but you do not speak for all your people. And you definitely don't speak on behalf of the Tuatha De Danann.
What could you possibly do to me? Three mortals of dubious magical lineage playing with forces they fail to understand. This has been in progress for centuries, and you know that, lady.
I haven't been the Lady of the Lake in years. I know Otherworld time is a bit weird, but I would expect you to know that.
Oh, I'm not the one out of no. She has had many names, many vessels, and many faces, but I know the Lady of the Lake. She is a true fae, born of magic and prophecy. I can smell her on you.
Let me out, let me out! Wagging of your foolish tongue, sovereign king of the ice. Your meddling has endangered us all.
The lady comes out of hiding at last. Now you can explain to your fellow fair folk why you haven't fulfilled your end of the bargain.
What's he talking about, Nimue? I thought you had changed, that you wouldn't betray the king again.
Silence, Nerdine. My folly, cursing you to live so many lives backwards, is precisely why I am here. As one of the Tuatha De Danann and one of the Fae, I have longed to bring forth a world where Arthur Pendragon has brought peace unto the mortal realm. Why would you endanger that which has taken centuries to build?
As usual, my lady, you ask all the wrong questions to get the answers you seek.
Your wild hunters are calling for you, King of the Hunt. I wonder what they could have seen to scare them so.
Is that?
It's a bloody ship on the horizon.
Well, damn.
Absolute proof that Sam Tyler was taken by them, and given the conduct of their ambassador, Parliament already gave the sign off to my speech. I suggest you stop trying to walk it back, or you will find I could be a great deal more aggressive in my diplomatic overtures to the UK.
Mortals are so easy. Lord of Anima, and your hounds are looking well fed. You are, aren't you, lads?
I see that time on the mortal plane has been pleasant for you. Enjoy feeling the sun on your face.
It's a great deal better than wasting away centuries in a forgotten isle of mists and cold. So, yes. Thank you for the opportunity. It has been quite beneficial. A wonderful motivator. Just as you expected, the saber rattling from our king has drawn even more of Avalon into this realm. I expect once he's able to truly take hold of the reins, order an army into battle, we will see the kingdom we thought that the Witch Queen would bring us.
And yet, he does not command an army.
Yet. I have been patient, as patient as you. I ask for just a little more.
Patience is not enough to tip the scale in our favor.
So it's true then. the raven sing of their triple goddess made incarnate. Genesis Avalon was possessed by the Morrigan. She has joined our cause.
The Morrigan has no causes but her own, and she is not the only god that moves among us. The old man has been sailing the waters of the underworld once more, in search of something.
The old man will go back to walking the beaches once the Pendragon is truly king of Avalon, emerged from the mists and brimming with fey magic. I just need time to position him there. And that would be easier if the Sumerians were not insisting on causing issues. We gave them Exodus Avalon because we needed the war priest and priestess out of the way. But if Morrigan is helping them, that complicates matters.
The Sumerians know what I expect of them. I will remind them.
There is more. Some of the knights, they're influencing the kings. Pelennor has returned from the States. He's in the house. I can feel him a few rooms away. He doesn't know I'm here, and I doubt he still has the magical awareness to know who I am. But the Knights of the Round are proving troublesome.
There is more than one way to turn these mortals towards the cause of Avalon. All the needed is Knights of the Round. I do not, and my hounds, they are always hungry.
Understood. Then, with any luck, they will feast soon. On the corpse of Sir Galahad.
Featuring the voice talents of Chris Stadther as Tim Arthur, Teresa Stacy as Olivia Arthur, Sarah Palmero as Alicia Arthur, Jalen Frisby as Jack Arthur, Jillian Morgan as Edward Blake, Alicia Lane Matheson as Natalie Hall, the Lady of the Lake, Sean Luxford as Roxanne Dawes, Chris Bays as Merlin, Brady Hendricks as Gabriel Sinclair, Chris Hackney as Noir, Aiden Rudd as Cooper Brown, Ailish Jeffers as Maeve Moran, Adam Blanford as Madanin McClear, Ralph Scott as Gwyn Opneef, and Dante Majors as Aran. Sensitivity readers Mark Allen Jr. and Sarah Palmero. Written by Catherine Pride and Chris Bays. Music by Josh Mullen at thetunepeddler.com. Directed by Catherine Pride. Produced by Pennant Productions. This production is copyright 2024, Pennant Productions. Genesis Avalon, created by Catherine Pride. Copyright 2024, Pennant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.